Oh, yard birds.
Yeah. There you go.
My dad calls it chicken. Damn yard birds. Run behind a cow and eat the corn out of the poop. He says, I ain't eating that thing. That's Jimmy. I don't like chicken. You ever seen what they do? Dad, come on, stop.
You're listening to Outer Banks This Week with Autumn and Justin, a place for people to hear what's going on up and down the beach and get the truth about what really goes on around the Outer Banks. So here they are, Autumn and Justin.
35.
Episode 35 of the Outer Banks This Week podcast. With you and I, you being Autumn, me being Justin, all brought to you by Real Water Sports down in the Village of Waves, where I haven't been down south since last week, Autumn. I don't know if you were able to, you were down there today. Were you able to check out the waves today?
Yeah, today in the Maricuas.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. I mean, the waves aren't nothing to ride, but there was a couple people out there kiteboarding because the winds are pretty solid. So
are they? Okay, yeah. Good deal. I know they were kind of solid over the weekend, sort of.
It's the winter surf, so I mean, it's that time of the year where if you're looking for a wetsuit, definitely Real Water Sports has. I mean, Justin, do you know anything about putting on a wetsuit at Real Water Sports?
I mean, I put a wetsuit on every day, all right? I'm paddling out in the gnarly waves on a regular basis.
What kind of wetsuit you got?
The wet one.
The wet one, yeah.
The wet one. The black one, you know, that you...
Black, okay.
No, it's got some hints of blue in it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Quicksilver.
Do you got some booties and a hood and all that stuff, too?
No, I don't need that.
Oh, no?
That's for the...
No gloves, nothing like that.
I don't need that.
All right, cool. Well, if you guys do, Real Water Sports has it all. They really do. And they usually have a big Black Friday sale going on and stuff like that. I know it's a little bit early to be talking about Christmas, but kind of not at the same time.
It needs to take place. It's something that's coming, and we definitely need to mention it. I mean,
yes.
You know, nice little booking of the Waterman's Retreat. It would always be a nice Christmas present for a little getaway.
Or Thanksgiving. If you didn't want to have Thanksgiving at your house, you know, book one of the penthouses and just have everyone come there. For Thanksgiving.
I mean, it's the gift that keeps on giving down at Real Water Sports. You can see it all online at realwatersports.com.
.com.
We're at a fun place today, and I was telling our guest that I don't believe I've ever been on this stage.
Oh, really?
No, I've never been up here.
I've only been privileged to be up on this stage because of the gentleman in here with us today.
Of course, I'm sitting on the stage of the Pioneer Theater here on Budley Street in downtown Manio. And, of course, our guest today, Mr. Michael Bassnight, President, CEO, Chairman, Pioneer Theater Incorporated. I just threw that in there. It sounded fancy.
I like your answer.
But okay.
That's not right, but I like your answer.
Birthday boy, I guess we could say.
Yeah.
All right. My bad. I had to throw that in there.
Suppose I've made it another ride around the sun, they say.
Mr. Bassnight invited us here. He's been inviting us here, and we finally got the opportunity to set up shop, come sit on this beautiful stage, and look out at everything in here. And let me tell you something. This is a beautiful place.
The amount of work that went back into this place, yes. It's always been, you know, what it is. But then Michael come in. He took over it with Vicky, and like they just like, because Vicky's the decorator. You know what I mean?
She does a great job.
Not saying Michael didn't have some input on that, because he 100% did. But yes, it's amazing. It looks completely different, but also the same. If that makes sense.
No, yeah, you got that same feel. You still smell the popcorn.
Smell. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I love that that's kind of hung in the air.
It smells better, though, because the floors were pretty gnarly in this place.
Well, and they've definitely done some upgrades, that's for sure. You know, just to give you an idea.
Cigarette smoke might still be in here a little bit upstairs, you know.
God rest Mr. H.A. Creed. There's some fun stories that can be told.
I'm sure.
Very first kiss happened right there. I'm looking at the seats.
Oh, yeah.
Right there. I can go sit in said seat. Right now, you know, and yes, like you said, the cigarette smoke kind of lingering. But I mean, not that anybody smokes in here. It's just saying, like,
not anymore. But back in the day, that was the thing to do. Everyone smoked inside.
I especially like what he's done with what was like the make out section of the theater at one point, with the bar in the back and the different beverage choices. That's like the VIP lounge now. Talk about that. Give us an idea of the layout of the land here, Mr. Bassnight, if you don't mind, real quick.
Oh, sure. Thank you. Yes, we with respect to the smell, there's been you know, it's the oldest independent family owned theater in the United States. With that weight carries a little bit of some residuals. But we steam cleaned everything. What we didn't repair, replace. We cleaned the floors. Hatchell Concrete came in with some grinders and took about a 16th of an inch of a concrete off, repainted. That's you had to go that deep to get past all the butter that Autumn had spilled in there. You know, but from the stage, if you're looking back, so for a garden variety movie, it's just general seating all the way through, even inclusive of the back bar area, the mm-hmm. VIP lounge area. There's a lot of folks that really enjoy. As a matter of fact, when I'm working back there bartending, that's where I'll sit and watch the movies.
Yeah.
But for your events, your concerts, your comedy, that section becomes your VIP. Now, still available for everyone to go up and get a beverage, but as far as the seating, we kind of limit it so that they have sort of an exclusive seating venue. You're right next to the bar and the lounge. The bathroom's right beside you, so we kind of grade the seats typically stage, premium, general admission, prices reducing from stage going back, and then it bounces up again at the VIP.
So what made you go, all right, I am going to take over the oldest family, independent family ran theater in the United States, and I'm going to make it continue to run.
I like to blame that on my damn sister, Jamie, over coffee.
We love Jamie Hatchell. She's a sweetheart.
Business partner. She and David, Derek, and his wife, Sharon. Yeah, we were having coffee one morning at the house. And after moving home and getting the house set up and, of course, working with the great Vicki Horning, mm-hmm. She has to work with me, who can be a little bit particular about things, but I'm also colorblind as a bat. So red's the only color I can see. So imagine trying to work with me on things with details and stuff. She's
there's a lot of if red in here.
Yeah, the red in here works great for me. I was planning to go back out in the corporate world. We all know that I had been in the medical device space and such. And so then we were sitting at coffee one morning having sort of recapping. This is Jamie and I, just the house and decorated for the holidays and things. And I had just seen on social media the day before Buddy's post, and I was like, holy moly, what are we going to do? We cannot let that. What if that, yeah. What would happen? Who would
ended
take
up the wrong
time,
hands. Yeah.
Right? Would right. it get torn down? Would it be, you know, what are we going to do? And Jamie is a particularly fixated on older buildings, does not like to tear them down. The hotel over here, people have no idea, but it was a lot of money spent to try to prevent having tear that building down, mm-hmm. and it just was too far gone. So we both started brainstorming, and I had, with my travels around from Austin and Nashville and other places, I had seen some iterations of theater that, you know, they were modular. Mm-hmm. So there is a movie. It might be a class movie, but then following it, there was something else, whether it was a play or whatever. My particular proclivity sort of is towards music.
Yeah.
I love it. Mm-hmm. I love everything about live music. You've probably seen me wear my little hat, support live music. I'm kind of crazy about it. And the walls in this place, I remember when we came through with Buddy, and he loves live music too, but he was like, you know, the walls are 18 inches thick with a false space. It's completely quiet in here. And I wonder what that would do, which is why I wanted the two of you in here for your podcast. What would that do for music? What would it sound like?
Absolutely.
Rhonda Vincent's bass player said it sounds like the Grand Ole Opry in here.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And they've played it probably, I don't know how many times. She's a member of Grand Ole Opry. So I was pretty blown away with that, kind of humbled. So
absolutely.
Definitely.
So where'd the love for music come from then? Because it didn't come from, I mean, like, growing up here on the beach, I guess, is that where you grew up around here because it was a music scene, or did you kind of pick up to it as
did you catch that age reference when I grew up around here?
I don't know.
Just kidding.
Class of 99. You know, like.
Yeah, right. Keep it, Justin. Really liking that conversation.
Was he celebrating his 20th high school reunion? Oh, okay, gotcha.
He's got 25 years around the country.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
52, thank you very much. The love for music. So I grew up. My mom and dad, my mom, they used to call her a certain name about the way she danced and stuff. I won't embarrass her, but she just loved to dance. And in my house growing up, there was the piano that we donated. It's actually in Jeanette's Pier now, but that was in the old casino
I hear so much about that place.
Yeah, man, there was a lot of good things back in the day from that. But the piano, Fats Domino played on it. Louis Armstrong played on that piano. My oldest sister, Laurie, was really good at the piano. I not so much. Motocross had kind of stepped into my life, but my other sisters could play. I think that was part of the inspiration. I don't know. Every morning, I don't sleep much, but when I wake up every single morning, I have a song in my head. Now, the damn thing could be a commercial from yesterday, but I've always got some song first thing. And when I was living in Austin, Texas for about 10 years, you had no problems finding live music everywhere. I mean, it could be the coffee shop.
Yeah.
And so I just love it. And I'd been using a quote I saw somewhere online that said, music sounds like emotions feel. And it just makes...
That is so true.
Right?
Yes. That is so true.
There's no other way to describe it. And so I just enjoy the heck out of it. And it makes people happy and brings them together. And for a moment, it's the experience. You know, you kind of forget the world and you're
in
it.
Therapy, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Right okay. on. Huh. Well, we're going to talk to him a little bit more about what he's got coming up event-wise, because he's got some pretty interesting things heading our way.
Yeah, and so many things that's already happened here,
yeah.
too.
So we're going to go through some of that with him. The past, it's like the pioneer past, the pioneer present, and the pioneer future.
Mm-hmm.
Almost like the ghost of Christmas past. Anyway, we're going to go through that in just a few moments. I do have a shout-out I would like to give.
Okay.
Autumn, if you have one, and Mr. Bassnight, if you have one. Do you want to go first?
You go ahead.
Okay. All right. I want to shout out right now something I saw that I thought was really cool the other day. I want to shout out to the food truck Forget Me Not.
Mm-hmm.
They were the People's Choice winner for best new food at the state fair for their steak bombs.
Dude.
I was trying to read and research what a steak bomb was, what mm-hmm. they made and how they made it or whatever. I couldn't find it, but... I mean, it's a steak bomb. It's got to be good.
Yeah.
Literal goodness is
yeah,
what
it is.
Yeah, see, like...
They've had them at the couple concerts here this
okay.
summer. They were there over there, too.
Yeah, I drank my dinner those nights, so I cannot...
You can do both. You know, you're an adult.
I know it can be done, but I don't think that... I'm not what you would consider someone of higher intelligence, so...
Okay.
Those things get overlooked a lot of times. But I just thought that was super, super awesome that
rad.
They got that.
Yeah.
I mean, it was people's choice. It wasn't like the fair king and queens walked around and you are the... It was the people
like
that
Gordon
were actually
Ramsay
participating
yeah.
and coming to the fair that said, yeah, y'all are the best. So I thought that was really cool. That's my shout out for the day.
Where are they located? Where are they from?
They're from Nagstead. So the people that owned... It was Island's Eye Restaurant. The,
correct.
Yeah, Everhart's.
Oh, okay.
Everhart's. I'm saying
Everhart's,
it wrong. Miranda's going to beat the crap out of me for saying it wrong. She actually does. Miranda does catering for Lone Cedar.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
It's her family.
Huh.
Super fantastic folks. They live back in Collinson.
I always wondered that because it's always good. Every time I've ate from their food
remember
truck.
Remember South Beach Grill?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah, that was them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That, yeah.
So,
gotcha.
There you
Makes
go.
Sense.
So that's my shout out right
All
there.
All right. My shout out is to, the doctors and nurses this past week and a half, I guess, all kids and adults are getting sick. And I want to give a shout out to Dr. Todd at Surf Pediatrics for, taking care of my kiddo. Cause I walked in and he was like, yep, we're just gonna give him this and this and this. And I was like, perfect. And he's like, is he allergic to anything? I'm like, shouldn't you know that? You were his doctor. He goes, shut up, Autumn.
The look on her face.
I know that they have all been busy because there's just some crud going around.
Hmm.
So that's my shout out.
Okay. All right. Mr. Bassnight, you got one?
I actually have a couple of them.
Okay.
No surprise there. But I would say, first of all, Corey Himmelwright and the Bluegrass Group,
yes.
his entire team.
Yes.
My God, was that cool. We were able to do the, because of his group and the efforts to try to align with us,
mm-hmm.
This week, this stage, in those jam sessions afterwards, we've had, I was trying to collect my thoughts before, but you've got a member of the Grand Ole Opry, Grammy winners,
yep.
Grammy nominees, Hall of Fame members in their own respective music genres. So that was ridiculous and so much fun watching that interaction with these famous musicians afterwards. And they took the time. You know they have to be tired.
Absolutely.
And interacted with fans. Mm-hmm. Justin, you talk about not being on the stage before. Imagine being someone from Fairfax, Virginia that pops up and goes, oh, my God, this is the stage where Andy Griffith stood. And, oh, I'm singing next to Rhonda Vincent, who's backing me up. That was pretty amazing.
That's wild. That's a wild thing.
And the second shout out would be my team. You know, I've got Mary Kay Rinaldi, who's really our operations guru. I tend to throw all kinds of spitballs against the wall. We're going to do this. Let's do that. I think this would be great 3 years from now. And she's trying to pull all together.
She's like, whoa, 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 seriously.
Oh, my God. Poor thing. And then the rest of the team, you've got everyone from Todd and Vicky Horning, Ava and Austin. We've got Angie Austin, who is here usually just at the front receiving everybody. John Rinaldi's another that helps out, and Beth Truelove and her daughters, the twins, kind of isolate and vacillate back and forth with their oldest as well. So we've just got a lot of people. If I'm leaving somebody out, so I'm sorry because Justin's intimidating, but it's very, very much a labor of love, but God, is it fun. And then, of course, my family and business partners, Jamie and David and Derek and Sharon. It's just cool to see what's been happening. So,
yeah.
So much so fast, and I can't wait for the future, too.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to talk about that future here in just a few moments. But I do need to mention we've got one of our sponsors came back on.
Oh, yeah?
I didn't mean, like, I let them go, and I didn't realize that I had let them go as far as trying to get them renewed for the sponsorship. But
you were too busy being hungover.
You went there.
Yeah.
You went there.
You're right.
You went there. Uh-huh. All right, let's not go there anymore.
You're welcome.
Okay? All right. Thank you. Saltbox Cafe, that charming little cottage-style restaurant in the heart of Collington Island. Go on in there and meet owners and chefs Randolph and Amanda Sprinkle as they prepare for you an array of tasty eats featuring local seafood, fresh meats, and produce. They're open every day except Tuesday. They have that Sunday brunch, which is, from what I understand, probably the best on the beach. And nightly music, takeout, catering, beer and wine. They've got all those different options. Reservations only. You got to call them, though, to make your reservation. Mm-hmm. You can't go online and do it. You have to call them, 252-255-5594. But you can also visit them online. Their menu is forever shifting and changing.
It really does, too. Yeah.
TheSaltBoxCafe.com. Don't forget the V. TheSaltBoxCafe.com.
And don't forget, I know that in the off season, too, they have like these wine dinners, too, that is really cool, because if you're someone who's wanted to try different wines, and then Randolph and Amanda make sure that the food that they're making with goes perfectly with that wine. $80, but it's really, you get like six or seven different wines, and it's a pretty cool experience. And they usually sell out really fast because it's small in there, but it's really cool to do. So,
well, I know that I was talking to Amanda today, and she is lining something up for you and I.
Oh, yeah,
to go and sit and do maybe a podcast from there.
I do love them.
Man, that'd be cool.
Yeah,
to sit there and they do some tastings and stuff like that. So
I love Collington. My grandfather was from there, Ralph Meekins.
Okay.
And he would drive to Wanchese to court my grandmother, Texie Tillett. And one time he was in the house, and the story is that he came out and her brothers had turned his car over.
Oh my gosh.
They didn't want that Collingtonian coming around Wanchese. You imagine that?
That's good stuff.
Well, all right. So we've been talking to Mr. Michael Bassnight here in regards to like some of the theater things, you know, the little backstory on his purchase of the theater and redoing and revamping some different things in here. And we've talked a little bit about some of the different events already in to some degree. Let's talk about some people that have been here. We'll go from that to what you've got coming up in the immediate future. And then if you feel like teasing us a little bit with what 2024 may hold, I'll throw that out there to you and you can do with it what you will. But let's talk about some of the, what was the very first, when you first opened the doors, bam, and you're like, I'm going to put something on that screen. What was it that you put on this screen that is right behind us?
Facing the crowd. Casablanca, Facing the Crowd. We wanted to start with Andy Griffith. We felt like that was proper. Mm-hmm. He was a good family friend. We all, you know, those who knew him, had the chance to interact with him other than just pass him in the store or something. He was just an interesting, complex character. He was fun.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Yeah, he was fun. His mail was delivered to Bassnight Construction right up to the end. But I think half the time he just wanted to come in and poke at my dad or Uncle Mark for a story of what's going on or what have they heard. But that was really something that we specifically wanted to start with just out of respect. And he loved this place. And what better way to sort of pay homage than to start with something of his. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, that was pretty cool.
All right. Okay. So you, but you've had some movies since then. Because your opening date, what was the opening date of this? It was back in.
We started the end of May. So end of May. The deal went through, completed around Valentine's Day. And then we almost immediately started with demoing, if you remember, and pulling that old English Tudor off the front, because that brick on the front of the building that had been covered all those years was so pretty.
Mm-hmm.
It was the end of May. I remember because I kept pushing and pushing, and between Jamie and I, she's relentless, by the way. Oh, my God.
No,
so,
not Jamie.
Bass Knight being pushy, really? No, but she, I put up on the marquee once it was available to put up slots, see you in May, because I had been saying so in different interviews, and yeah, we made it. And then the first real event outside of that was my nephew, Levi Curls, who had started the Bravies, which is the Middle School Athletic Awards.
Super cool idea.
God, that was fun.
And don't you, now, from the whole building inside, I've been seeing a lot of people, like, standing outside getting wedding pictures and stuff done now in front of here. Like, is people offered, like, to have, like, called you up about having weddings here and stuff? Because this is going to be not just a movie theater. It's not going to be just a music place, too. I mean, it's, you got a lot going on and can be done with this place.
That's the beauty of it, right? So we were kind of going with the build it and they will come concept. Mm-hmm. That's why you've got the green room and the VIP for the performers to have a space. My aunt, LaBom Houston, had said that there used to be a theater company that would come by boat and walk up the back of the theater and come into this back area, which is really just storage in the day, and change real quickly and come up on stage. The community, it's a community theater, right? So it's ours. Yeah. It's all of our Pioneer Theater. It's the stories like you told, the first kiss. Then I've got all those too. You ain't going there, Justin. You can leave it all alone right now. But the idea is that we could do multiple things. We are getting all kinds of cool phone calls about some of the opportunities for, say, we had 125 or 30 school teachers that were going through training. So the auditorium was filled with professionals, teachers who were getting some training. The screen, I had a laptop there, so we've modified it so that you can do corporate presentations and then use the garden outside as your breakouts. So like your lunch break, your coffee breaks. We are getting requests for photos, photo ops, even school pictures, charity events for some of the local groups. And I'm going to kind of leave that for the moment, but we've got some great opportunities. I want to try to do something at the end of the year or in December. Carl Canute and John, I think that would be awesome. I talked to Griselle Faring the other day. She's just such an awesome human being. But we might be able to pull something together for that fund, and also maybe for the hospital, cancer center. And I hate cancer. I just think it's stupid. Anyway, there's a lot that's happening, and a lot of different ways that we can maximize the space, because like this past week, we showed a movie, and because Matt Hoggard and Fred Brombach had done a little preset with the sound, we were able within an hour to go from movies over, clean up, prep, sound, boom.
That's right.
You know, that's the modular nature that you want to be able to maximize
absolutely.
It.
At least you got to, like, try and experiment that this weekend, too.
Yeah,
we learned
a few things.
Yeah, I'm sure. That's good.
That's
good.
That's all right.
So let's talk about what you've got coming up in the near future. You do have a nice little list of events that we had discussed at the end of last week and what those are going to be. You've got some things coming up that are really exciting.
Yeah. Well, first of all, I would be in trouble with the team if I didn't say, make sure we're not doing the old phone call. We have this sign, of course, on the road, maintaining that historic sign. If I ever misspell something, I'm sorry.
I highly doubt you will.
But www.thepioneertheater.com, T-E-R in theater. We're trying to post everything we can there. Of course, Vicki Horning helps with, since she's so creative.
Mm-hmm.
You can look my personal Instagram or Facebook. We've got one for the Manio House and one for the Pioneer Theater. We kind of collectively put the same thing out across all of those. The Facebook for Pioneer Theater is the legacy one. So there's a ton of folks from all over who visited. The things we have coming up, I've got it broken down in a couple of different categories. And I was panicking when I saw Justin and then Austin the other day. I was like, oh, my God, we've got stuff happening so fast. What are we going to do? How do we get it out? And I know y'all have a massive following. So the Addams Family is playing now from a movie's perspective. Next up over the few, you know, Friday is when we do new movies. Excuse me. I don't assume. We do new movies on Friday.
Okay.
For about a week. And we are doing second run movies like H.A. used to do. The first run movie, you have to play it twice a day for 6 to 8 weeks. There's not that many people in Manio. I mean, what would you do? And we also wouldn't be able to have a comedian or concert.
It's a lot.
So we've got Addams Family, then Casper, then a movie called The Hill, which is awesome. Huge following request for 10 Things I Hate About You. And then we're going to kick off with Star Wars. And we'll be doing a lot of matinees around that one from the events. So these are the ones that caused a little consternation when I saw you the other day. So we've just completed, obviously, the Picking at the Pioneer after Bluegrass. Coming up this Friday, the 27th, we have the Land Sharks. Now, the Land Sharks, you've talked about it for Wanchese Marina. They're going to be down there for the Halloween event as well. We want to make sure we got the most time from them. But Gary and his crew are pretty legendary. They're from Verde Beach, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And in talking with him, he's got some great stories because there's this young kid named Jake Owen that used to show up at their events.
I think I heard of him.
Yeah, me too. A
couple times.
Maybe.
And he would play for people, according to Gary, at the bar mm-hmm. for a couple bucks or something before the show would start.
Mm-hmm.
And came to them once and said, you know, hey, got any advice for my career? He said, look at this guy now. I did notice that the Land Sharks are going to be playing next month in Verde Beach, Florida at the Jake Owen. There's a fundraiser that he's got.
Yes.
You saw that?
Mm-hmm.
I know you did. And Darius Rucker is going to be there.
That's funny, though, how it comes full circle for them.
Do you know?
Yeah, like it's funny now that Jake was opening, doing whatever he could to open up for them in little places like here and there, and now Jake's inviting them come play at his. You know, it's weird.
It's really cool. Then that's the 27th here at the Pioneer. So totally different experience when you put a music venue here, like a concert. It's you get a full blast effect. But then on Sunday, John Wilson introduced me one day via text message to a fellow by the name of James Rowe, and he has written this movie, he and the production team, called Breakwater.
Mm.
Breakwater, the fundamental piece or figure within the movie is the Corolla Lighthouse, and they had arranged for them to go up and do a lot of filming around the lighthouse and the area inside. Dermot Mulroney from My Best Friend's Wedding with mm-hmm. Julia Roberts. He's the lead actor. So they've completed this film. They've been going to film festivals all over the United States. This film is winning Best Actor, Dermot.
Awesome.
It's winning Favorite Film in all the surveys afterwards. Because, you know, this is before it's fully released. Mm-hmm. And so they're kind of checking things and pressure testing. And so they get a lot of survey information and feedback from those in attendance. But they've finished in Boston. They're going Charleston. And then the idea from the writer was we'd like to finish up at the Historic Pioneer because the movie's about the Outer Banks and so much history. He was an Andy fan as well. But he said, do you think we could do it? And I was like, are you kidding me? And this is one of those Mary Kay moments where I go, Mary Kay, guess what we're doing now?
And she had just got, you know, like a little 20 seconds off her life there.
So that's coming up. Now, that's going to be different than just a $10 movie. We're going to go at $25. But what you'll have is appetizers. We're going to have live music. Sam on sax and Fleck are going to be playing. They're
she's super cool.
Especially the two of them together.
Yes,
he's on piano. She's
so
got
good.
That sax. It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll, of course, have some bubbly for everybody coming in. You'll get to watch the film. And then immediately following the film, we're going to have Q&A. So now you get to talk to the writer, the director, the actors. I don't know if they're all going to be here yet. But
may or may not.
But you might want to come find out. But then we'll have the Q&A and then a little after party. So that's really the two big ones that are coming this week. Then we've got Trick or Treat, of course. On November 2nd, we have a rising star by the name of Paige King Johnson. She's country, a little bit of country rock. She's awesome. She's coming on the 2nd. Now, that's live music again, so we're talking about live music. We're going to have First Friday. We have Timothy Roy and Woody who are playing some locals. So we're trying to sprinkle in locals everywhere we can.
Got to, of course.
But after that, on November 10th, another one of those where I said, hey, Mary Kay, guess what? Vicky, we're doing something.
Uh-huh.
I got a call from actually Oliver Anthony's manager, and he said, hey, you need to check out this band. They're managed by a guy that's just a legend in the business, but their name is Diamonds and Whiskey. And it's like country rock. They're amazing. They're actually going to be touring, I believe.
Like a Co Wetzel, Josh Malloy kind of vibe.
Yep. They're going to be touring with some big namers, and I can't say everything yet,
right.
But the next year. But their manager also happens to manage a fellow by the name of John Party.
I think I've heard of him too.
I love John Party.
Have you heard him, Autumn?
Yeah, I love
John Party. Every one of his songs are like, and he's
such a good concert. By far, one of the best I've been to.
Haven't seen him yet
in
concert.
He's great.
Hoping to. That's one of the reasons why we were so excited about bringing Diamonds and Whiskey on. And then later we'll have another First Friday where we try to have live music for that. I believe we might have booked Sam again for that, just to kind of belt out a little bit, let people see the inside. We'll be decorated for Christmas because we're in the Parade of Homes this year. So the Pioneer is going to be open for the Christmas home tour,
oh, that's
right?
That's so cool. That's really cool.
That'll be fun. That was
now,
a mouthful.
With Halloween, what's everyone do? Is it just on Halloween night? Or when is it?
Yes.
Okay, so are you going to be outside?
Oh, yeah. Have our costume on. We'll be out in the garden, the Pioneer Garden. We'll probably
have good. So you're going to be... Adult beverages going to be there as well.
Okay. Parents need help to get through the whole excursion. There's a lot of houses around here.
Now, are you going to be dressed up?
Whatever Vicky tells me to
whatever
do.
She tells you. Okay, I was
going
to say, do you
true.
Care to share what your costume is?
I saw a couple iterations, and I don't know what they settled in on, but I said, absolutely.
I don't have one yet.
There you go.
Try to keep myself out of trouble.
Autumn, are you dressing up for Halloween?
I don't have a costume.
You need to
come on.
I don't. Well, Nolan wants to be some Halo person now. Halo!
I thought he wanted to be a ship or something, a battleship.
No, he changes his mind on a weekly basis. So we have like 6 costumes.
Nice.
But Halo it is.
He has the right to do so.
That's right. So we've talked a little bit about what's coming up in the near future. I know that like there's a lot of Christmas movies being thrown at you. My wife has a specific
10
request.
10 Things I Hate About You is going to be amazing.
I have a specific request for Christmas as well, but we'll save those for a different time.
You're not going to tell us? What's your request?
What's your request?
My wife wants the Santa Claus.
Of course she does.
Tim Allen, Santa Claus.
The original. Mm-hmm.
Or Home Alone, the first one.
Home Alone's always
a classic. But see, I'm a fan of the artist known as Jim Varney. Are you familiar with Jim Varney?
Absolutely.
Also known as Ernest P. Worrell. And he had a classic movie called Ernest Saves Christmas. I mean, kids wouldn't know.
How did I know he was going to say
Justin
that movie?
Have Justin host it. Get it for one night. Have Justin host
I read his
movie.
Book.
Yeah,
I know
like
all
he's
about
all
it.
About it.
You read the book.
Oh, yeah.
I've read his biography.
That's impressive.
Jim, he's my favorite actor
he's
of all time.
That level of fanship is that's quite impressive. Okay.
I'm the secretary of the fan club on Facebook. Not really, but I do follow the page. And I've actually like messaged back and forth with his nephew who wrote the book about
it.
It's
called
The Importance of Being Earnest.
Okay.
So. Next year, if he can't fit you in this year, next year you need your own night here at the Pioneer Theater to pack it out with just Ernest Saves
June
Christmas.
June 15th of next year,
you can
we
get
need
a hold
to
of his
Ernest Goes to Camp because that's his birthday.
Day.
Yeah, he does.
Ernest Day. They have it in Montgomery.
I think you text messaged me
State
this year
Park.
And said Happy Earnest Day, and I was like, "What?"
See, anyway, like I said, those are just the 2 requests that I have: the Santa Claus or Home Alone, and Ernest Saves Christmas in December. But let's talk about 2022.
All right,
it's not far away.
Really, it's not. A little lump in my throat when I think about how close that's coming up on us too.
You'll be another year older. You'll go from 37 to 38.
Amen. There you go. Yeah. There you
Autumn,
go.
You'll go. What are you?
I'll be 36 here in a couple weeks.
Gotcha. That's right. Yes, you will. Yes, you will. Anyway, sorry.
I remember that year.
2024. What's it going to bring us? Can you give us a little hint, maybe?
I can give you absolutely a hint. And actually, that's one of the things I want to talk about because we've got to get these. There's so many things happen so quickly, I feel guilty because I'm trying to make sure that people don't miss out on something. God forbid, I don't want them to miss out on, you know, Diamonds and Whiskey or Paige King Johnson or this movie screening. But I'm really excited to start sort of pulling the curtain back, if you will, no pun intended, but on Outer Banks Got Talent. So this is a challenge, and I'm dead serious about this. Jamie and I are so super excited about this. I am a fan of those on television, you know, The Voice and The American Idol. I can't say that I watch them often, but when I watch them, I really get into it. And it's certainly the beginnings, but there's just something about, you know, I said live music and listening rooms and so many places throughout Austin that you're picking up just music everywhere in Nashville. We're going to call our folks to the stage. So it's going to work like this. We're going to have a winner. And I've already squeezed Brad and Rebecca from Vuzic and Corey from Bluegrass. And I'm like, we're going to get a damn winner. And when we do, what's in it for them? They're going to be on this stage and it'll be cool. But can they maybe open up? Mm-hmm. Can they sing the national anthem? Can they do something at one of your shows over on Festival Island Park? And here's the idea. We're going to have auditions in January. And I haven't got the date yet, but it'll be early January. Then the end of January, probably the last Saturday in January, the last Saturday in February, and the last Saturday in March, we're going to take all those auditions. And it's going to be music, so it's going to be singing, musician, or singing and playing, right? So singer-songwriter kind of thing. We're going to whittle down, give them a couple minutes to do a performance. We'll have judges. I've got some judges, some good ones lined up. Mm-hmm. You two are on my list as well. We're going to have some consistency. And we're going to whittle down to where we have a top three, and there'll be a winner in March. And, man, I get so excited thinking, what if the next Stevie Ray Vaughan is sitting over there in Collington in his garage, and nobody knows, and there's no venue for them to play? I'd love to find that. And I just think it'd be fun for us. It gets us through the winter as a community. We come in, you know, couple bucks at the door to get in. The performers are free, and we find somebody. I just feel like that'd be awesome.
I think it is too. I think it's a great idea.
Absolutely.
There's so much talent here, especially with music.
There really is.
Yeah. Like, heck, EZ Malone. Think about him for a second. Like, he is a talented individual.
Oh, yeah.
That's just one of many. Sam on sax. Look at her. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
taught herself how to play. Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So that's the first of the year. And then I was actually on the phone yesterday with one of your friends, Autumn. I'm looking at Autumn, not you, Justin.
Okay, yeah, I don't have any friends.
Yeah, the facial recognition.
I
right.
don't either.
And we're talking about doing I've been pretty vocal on songwriters series and such. And so how fun would it be to have several songwriters, singer-songwriters up here talking about songs maybe they've written that other people are playing or ones themselves? Yep. And if you've been to the listening room in Nashville, love that place.
Yeah. Tell them how it kind of is, though, like the listening room.
Okay, cool. Yeah. So there's several of them. There's one in outside New Braunfels, outside of Austin, very similar, called the Redbird Room. A lot of people have heard about the Bluebird Room in Austin. But the gist is this. You go into a place that's usually small venue. It's kind of intimate feeling, kind of like what we're doing at the Manio House, those parlor sessions. But the gist is that you go in and there's 2 to 3, maybe up to 6 musicians. Each have their own microphone. They're sitting on stage, usually with a guitar. Mm-hmm. You get your beverage of choice or if there's food available. And they literally go through and say, okay, I wrote this song 10 years ago, you know, went through a breakup or whatever it might be. And this is what I was thinking. And then they sing the song and they'll usually tell you who has picked up that song and turned it into a hit. Which is kind of fun because sometimes you'll see some burly fella sitting up there and he's like, yeah, I wrote this song. I was thinking about, you know, so-and-so, Dwight Yoakam, and, well, Pink picked it up and turned it into a top hit. Just really cool stuff, but it's just the creativity that goes into a song, the backstory, and then being able to see them perform it. So I'd love to have something like that here, and we're talking about that in the spring, and there's a lot of other things that are coming next year that I can't wait to talk about, but we got to get it sort of started first.
Of course, definitely. Yeah, got to make sure we got it all ironed out. I mean, I know that you would love to just kind of spill it all out to us right now, but it's always nice to kind of left the mind to wonder. And I mean, there's an excitement behind all of that too, you know, especially with what you've just kind of talked about with the Outer Banks Got Talent and that listening room style thing that you were just speaking on about doing in the spring. It's exciting things, and for people to understand and realize how exciting they are, and to know that there's more. I mean, it's kind of left the excitement is just like, what's next? What's next? So yeah. it's a beautiful thing, though. Absolutely.
Well, I think, you know, it really is sort of on our shoulders. You've got this movie theater, right? And so you want to make sure you're getting the most out of that. And the sound is always great, but a lot of times it's just the loudness of the speakers. But to be able to have the movie experience, but then to step over and use what you've got, which is almost perfect acoustics in this place, yeah. The way they so overbuild it. And I think it's also just the way that the seats slope up and, you know, even the curtains are folded forward. So it kind of captures the sound. I think we should really, you see it?
Uh-huh. I do. I never really, I guess being never having had this perspective, I've never really paid that close attention to it.
Yeah, I did. Obviously, this is not, medical device is not folding of curtains and acoustics and stuff. But we had a visitor come through because Manio's just freaking cool.
Yeah.
And it was, he's actually one of the vice presidents of Country Music Hall of Fame.
Oh.
I had no idea, of course, who he was. And he was with two other gentlemen that both are musicians and one owns a recording label. And they were walking through, and they were the ones who really highlighted it, along with Hawthorne Heights.
Yeah.
They were like, man, you've got to do something in here. This is made for music. I'm like, oh.
They went around and clapped and did that whole thing.
Yeah, they did a little, they put their finger in their mouth and did that little deal and clapping. And I was like, well, who the heck are these people? I just wanted to show you the green room with the curtains and stuff, you know?
So there's sound testing. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
So, with everything being said here, you keep the website fairly updated. Social media, you're keeping it regulated, everything like that. So yeah. If anybody wanted to find any more information in regards to upcoming shows, things that you're going to be doing that are fun, outside, inside, and things, thepioneertheater.com with the ER.
Yep. And the social medias are really good. The website, you can buy tickets online. You can buy them at the front door. So we're still going to do the old way of cash at the front, but if you want to go ahead and plan specifically for larger venues like this Landsharks and this Breakwater screening, I would be wanting to get my ticket up front, right away for that. But, the social media part is fun and I've learned a lot about that because I never was really big. Our marketing folks always did that and it was actually frowned upon in corporate world for us to do too much on social media.
Yeah, right.
But I got a picture today of someone had a koozie, and they're, I believe they're in Curacao, somewhere on a beach or something. And it's just neat little stories like that, pictures of people when they're in a concert in the theater, and they take pictures, and we'll try to post those up and give shout-outs wherever we can. So it's kind of fun to do it together, you know?
Beautiful. Well, that's all fun stuff. And I mean, just being in here is just kind of,
it's really something
to be sitting on the stage.
I mean, like, I've been here before whenever Michael didn't have it, you know what I mean? And it's just, it's the same, but it's better.
Upgraded. Updated.
Yeah, like, it's just, like, the green room, which not everyone gets to go in, though, too, is super cool. I mean, if I was an artist, I'd be, like, the one place, you know, that's where you're going to be hanging out.
Of course.
And then the outside area, which is funny, because I think it was me and Michael that stood there one day in the summer and watched every female that comes by that grass outside, every single one of them takes off their shoes and just puts their foot in it and then keeps on walking. It's the funniest
thing. It's a thing.
I don't know what it is.
I hesitate to even step on it. I don't know. Like, when I was in the Army, you weren't allowed, especially when you were in basic training and stuff like that, you weren't allowed to walk on the grass at all.
Yeah. Right.
So I see grass that beautiful, and I'm like, I don't want to step on it.
We have to come up with a name for it, because it is definitely stop.
Yeah.
Once you off, toes in,
the realization
of, oh, it's artificial grass. And then shoe goes back on and off they go.
Yeah.
There's a process there we have to name.
We'll have to come up with that.
Make a little plaque outside, like the foot dance or something.
Oh, yeah.
But it really has just changed and for the better. And it's just, it's cool to see it, what it's going to become, too.
And the fact that they salvaged it from what it could have, it could have been
just an empty,
torn down
parking lot.
You know, when Buddy decided to let it go, which respectfully, you know, he didn't want to.
Of course not.
But it was just the way it was. Yeah. And I mean, you know, the fact that Michael and Jamie and them all stepped up and took it and kept it from being torn down into a pile of something or repurposed into something that the town may not have wanted.
A parking lot.
It's beautiful. So, you know, I guess we can probably speak for a vast majority of Dare County when we say thank you.
Yeah, no, thank you so
for
much.
For not allowing this place to go into the abyss of...
Well, I'm making it going to be something that everyone can literally enjoy, because it's not just movies. It's because I fall asleep in a movie half the time. If you didn't bring me a daggone Prosecco when I'm sitting back there, I'd probably fall asleep in a movie. I typically do. So for the idea of the music to be here and the listening room idea and the talent show and things like that, it's just really, really cool. Like, it's, we need things like this. So, yes, thank you. Thank you so much.
Shoot. Pleasure is all ours.
Absolutely. Well, coming up, Autumn, we're going to talk about just a few other events in your future. But we do have a new sponsor that I would like to give a shout out to.
Okay.
That being the Outer Banks Sports Club. Now, at the Outer Banks Sports Club, their mission is to help members achieve their personal health and fitness goals. Now, whether your goal is to lose weight, get stronger, increase speed and agility, or simply to improve your overall physical and mental health, the Outer Banks Sports Club is the gym for you.
They are a big gym.
They are huge.
Yeah,
yes.
It was one of the first ones I went to.
And best selection of fitness equipment throughout the Outer Banks, suitable for beginners through top-notch athletes. They offer daily, weekly, and yearly memberships, and you can check them out online at obxsportsclub.com.
Good time to get into it, too.
Definitely a large facility. It was an
it's
old,
massive.
That was an old movie theater.
Wasn't that the casino?
No.
It was a theater.
That was the Cineplex.
Oh, I remember when that was. I do see it. But then I thought for some reason the casino was there too.
No, there was the casino was across, it was really just a big dance hall, but that was really where the Kitty Hawk Kites area is now.
That's where, right. Because I remember seeing the dunes in the background.
The sports complex was the second. The first theater on the beach was where the old Galleon Esplanade was, over off the, I don't know what name of road it was, because I don't know names. You just went to a certain place and you turn left. Yeah. And it was.
You must have read about that in a history book. You're not that old.
Yeah, that's true. You're so correct. Thank you for correcting
me. Yeah, just got to make sure
my,
you know. Well, a couple events that I'm going to throw out there that are noteworthy that are coming up this weekend. It's the last weekend for Wicked Woods.
Yes.
Out in East Lake, which was a good time.
Yeah,
we
had
there.
So much fun. That green part, and you guys will know what we're talking about whenever you go out there. The green laser lights is the trippiest thing I've ever walked through.
That was neat. I think it's supposed to be like a green swamp. You can't see below that
you
line.
Can't.
It pop up at
it's
you.
It's super cool.
Nope.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, not, I've got too many former old family members over there in East Lake. I don't want to run around with moonshine and a chainsaw. I am not going.
Chainsaw got Justin pretty good this time. Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about. Anyway, hey, I didn't see Slender Man, so I was good. The 7th annual Brewtog at the Soundside Event Site is coming up this weekend as well from 11 to 6. They're going to be launching kegs off that 100-foot platform.
It's not 100-foot.
20-foot platform.
Yeah, it's 20-foot.
I don't know why I thought, where I got the number 100 in my head. I have no idea. But after I said it, I was like, that made no sense.
They have breweries out there, too.
Yes,
so they have beer and food and all that stuff.
Oh, yeah, that's going to be a fun time. The 4th annual Harborween party at Wine Cheese Marina is going to be that same day on the 28th from 4 to 7.
Okay.
You and I.
Here we go.
You're MC, right?
The two of us are.
Justin might be.
No, I mean,
I'm just going to stand there and go.
Here's the thing. when they bring us on, it's us.
I see.
You know,
I see.
They may have come to me and approached me about us going out there, but. Yeah.
They approached Justin, and then Justin's like, well, I'll bring Autumn. You're like, we'll do this together.
Isn't that sweet?
I know.
See,
he just can't
He's
be on stage without me.
He's
you know?
I mean, ain't nobody trying to look at me. I don't know if they're really trying to look at you either, but I mean, I don't think they're really not trying to look at me. The 10th annual Outer Banks Halloween Parade. I saw this the other day. That's going to be going on at Aviation Park in Kildevil Hills on the 29th. So this coming Sunday.
A Halloween parade?
Yeah, at 2 o'clock in the afternoon in Kildevil Hills at the Aviation Park.
That's nice. Awesome.
Yeah.
And then, of course, Children's Fest, the Halloween that goes on in downtown Manio here, starting at 5 o'clock, where they're going to block off part of Queen Elizabeth Avenue for everything to do the hayrides. Mm-hmm. Of course, you, Mr. Bass Knight, here at the Pioneer, are going to have some stuff set up outside. And it's really neat because the whole town and downtown area kind of comes together and puts this thing on. Yeah, I believe Coastal Family Church spearheads that area downtown.
Do.
But you see a lot of the homes, a lot of people that live downtown, the businesses participating in it
every
as well.
House.
Always a fun time. I know that Mount Olivet Methodist Church, they're involved. That's always a fun time. I know Austin,
how much candy did you go through last year?
Listen,
I think you told me.
It was insane. I was just sitting here thinking, and I'm going, I don't think I have enough. I don't think I have enough. There were 850 kids that came through. I think 20 pounds of candy. It was a lot. I was generous. No, my sister Misty was at Misty Curls. She was out there throwing candy left and right. I was like, oh, this is going to be, she's going to get some people in trouble tonight.
I love me some Instigator. Misty Curls now.
She's a mess. Great.
But that's all we got really coming up by
when
way
does,
of events.
When does that all go downtown? Like, is that on Sunday?
Oh, that's Halloween night.
Halloween night.
Halloween night. I'm sorry. Yes, Halloween night, Halloween evening, whatever you want to call it. I believe my buddy Barbecue Mike's going to be stirring up some Brunswick stew.
That's good.
Yeah, I do love it because it's a little chilly then, too.
He'll be calling me. Right. Hey, man. Hey, Bubba. Mm-hmm. Come down here and help
get
me start
a stew. Brunswick
stew
and a hazy little thing from the Pioneer Theater.
Oh, there you go. Now you're talking.
What? Hazy what?
Little thing.
What is hazy, it's one of those IPAs.
Oh,
extra, it's got extra horsepower.
Oh, I got it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got it now.
There's some Prosecco back there for you, Justin, which we usually drink.
Sure. Sign me up.
Bubbly's good.
All right, we're going to wrap this thing up, but I need to shout out real quick to a Wine Cheese Off Road.
Okay.
Ryan Walker over at Wine Cheese Off Road. He does a generic general upkeep to major modifications like performance suspensions, lift kits, basic vehicle maintenance. He can get you all squared up with hills. But it is called Wine Cheese Off Road.
Awesome.
You can give my man Ryan Walker a holler. He's actually, he's back now. He went on and took a little trip to Gatlinburg with his girls and his family. So that's really neat. He's back in action and ready to assist.
It's so
pointing
funny.
At you, Autumn.
It's so funny when people leave, like they're beach kids, and we leave here to go to the mountains for our vacation.
Something that's not flat.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. His ears popped in East Lake.
Across the drawbridge. And
exactly.
Wee on the way down.
You can call him 252-715-0025, or you can check him out on Facebook and Instagram at Wine Cheese. Autumn, did we forget anything?
I don't feel like we did.
I don't feel like we did either.
Hey, can I just say thank you from all of us for giving us a chance to talk about this today, to invite me in. There's a lot of really cool things that are happening, and you know, it's coming from another power in place because it's all happening really fast, and it's coming together with some of the conversations and folks that are wanting to be involved. But y'all inviting me in here to speak for the theater and the group and what's happening, truly appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. We were honored to have been invited in here.
Yeah, absolutely.
Again, this is a first for me. I've never been on this stage.
This podcast ever. Is going to sound so much better.
Oh, yeah.
The acoustics in here is just going to be so fantastic.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So we appreciate you for being on, for
yes,
sure. And I mean, again, I'm sure I speak for Autumn when I say anything we can do to help promote, anything we can help do to push, do for you in regards to
I want to start interviewing, like doing a little side thing with these people that come to perform, you know?
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Yeah.
No, whatever you want to do.
All right.
I've been saying it before. If you want to podcast, you want to interview people, I try to make sure I give you a heads up when you're coming. But, you know, what I saw this week, I think will be a continuation. After the jam session, all the performers went back in the green room, and they're still jamming.
Mm-hmm.
They're back there playing. I was out here cleaning, and we're all getting ready to leave. I go back in the green room, and they're all just picking and having a – Ty Fleming came in. He
Love
popped
him.
In. And,
Ty Fleming.
Oh, my God. Ty and Caroline Owens were both singing, and I thought, this is pretty awesome.
That is cool.
You should have just, like, got your phone out and turned the recorder on your phone and just, like, recorded
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely.
I did.
Yeah.
I will show you.
No freaking way.
I will show you. I did.
Oh,
of course I did.
Oh, my gosh. I bet that is.
He was coming in off. He had just been playing at Lone Cedar. And you had Oliver Anthony's manager here. And it was like, whoa, what is happening back in this little room back here? This is pretty fantastic.
It's awesome.
See, I love listening. When I get a chance to hear him, I love hearing him because it's for me. I remember when Autumn and I, when you and I worked in radio, I used to refer to him as the man who created Chris Stapleton.
Yeah, he did. Mm.
Because I always thought of him, you know, when Chris Stapleton came out, I was like, man, that's Ty. I've been listening to this kind of music for years.
He looks like him.
Right?
I mean, yes. There's some similarities in the looks, too, but at the same time, like, the style of music, in my opinion, and this is strictly my opinion, was the same as what Ty had been doing for a long time. And I was like, I've been hearing this forever. Ty, you created Chris Stapleton.
Well, they're about the same age.
That's true.
Yeah.
So. Well, you know, and Stapleton was just one of those little nerdy songwriters in Nashville, just cranking out tunes.
Yep.
And I'll challenge you, you can YouTube it, but it's Chris Stapleton. He's singing a Buck Owens song, Fool Me Again.
Mm-hmm.
And he was on like one of these panels, and you can YouTube it. But it is the precursor to him just exploding. But when you heard him sing, you go, this cat is something special.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And so anyway, I digress. We can talk about music all day.
Yeah, we could. Well, we appreciate the opportunity to come in here and sit on this stage. Coming up next week, going to kind of tease what we've got coming down the pipe. We have the new owners of
Owens. Such a tease.
Anyway, we have the new owners of Owens Restaurant.
Oh, new owners?
Yes,
okay, cool.
Rick and Erica Gregory.
One request, pub cheese, please.
Pub cheese. Yeah. Got to have the pub cheese. Yeah. So they're going to talk to us a little bit about Owens Restaurant and their perks and things of that nature.
Sweet.
So we'll have them on next week. But we do appreciate the opportunity to be in here with you, Mr. Bass Knight.
Yes, and everyone, please go check out the Pioneer Theater, their lineups that they have. And then I always get it wrong. You have like the at the house.
Oh, the Manio House.
Yes.
Parlor Sessions.
Parlor Sessions. House. Thank you. I don't know why I want to call it something picking. I don't, because maybe this weekend's got me confused. But
I think, yeah.
There's, you know, there's their intimate shows over there too. And it's really, really, really cool. And everyone needs to check it on out. So,
yep. Excellent. Yep. Well, I guess that's going to wrap things up for us here at Out of Banks This Week Podcast with Autumn and Justin, all brought to you by Real Water Sports down in the Village of Waves. Don't forget, they've got Waterman's Retreat, Waterman's Bar and Grill. It's like the 3-in-1 knockout.
Yeah. I mean, a little bit of everything. Their food's fantastic. They open up at noon for your food and stuff like that. But the building itself opens up at 8, so you can start shopping and stuff like that. They do discounts online, Cyber Monday, all that stuff. Like, he participates in all the sales that typical other stores go on. But he is definitely your destination for anything surfing, kiteboarding, foil boarding, paddle boarding. Anything like that. Any type of board or not board. If you just want a hoodie with Roxy on it, they got it.
Yeah,
got
that too.
Yeah.
So. You got that too.
And you can check them out online at realwatersports.com. All right, that's going to do it.
Sweet.
All right.
Thank you.
Take some selfies up here on stage so we can document this whole endeavor.
Thanks again, Mr. Bass Knight.
Another epic episode of The Outer Banks This Week with Autumn and Justin. Whoop, whoop. Follow them on social media and listen every Thursday for a new episode. Whoop, whoop.